Women who are going through menopause have been, I think some of them have been afraid of taking any type of hormone therapy because of the fear that, and even some reports that have suggested that it increases the likelihood of getting cancer, including breast cancer. But the Society of Obstetricians and Gynecologists of Canada is urging Canadian women to think again about this and to consider their options and not be so fearful of this risk.
Right. They're trying to bring to the fore the actual risk of developing breast cancer when taking hormone replacement therapy. Because what tends to happen, and we see this every day, Mark, with news stories and just the play upon fear, which then misrepresents or skews the actual risk. Because when you have an idea in your head, when you have an example or know someone who has had breast cancer, it becomes very real. And when it becomes very real and you can cite an example, it seems that it's very close to you. And as a result, your perception of that risk is going to seem more than what it actually is. And it's a very normal human response to perceived risk. But it doesn't represent what really is going on out there. And in fact, when we look at the data for breast cancer and causes of breast cancer, equally so in terms of causing risk and the same type of risk, which is about 1.3 women per 10,000 in terms of the extra risk you have, or 13 women out of 100,000 who take hormone replacement therapy may experience breast cancer, and one-third of those may die of the breast cancer, so about 4 per 100,000 extra women will die of breast cancer. That is the same number that will succumb to breast cancer who do not exercise, who drink alcohol, who do other things, who gain weight after menopause. So all those factors, too, will contribute to exactly the same risk of developing breast cancer, and yet those particular areas aren't focused on as much as the hormone replacement therapy. Now, this is not to convince women and say, okay, if you have menopausal symptoms, you must go on hormone replacement therapy. It's simply a means of illustrating that the risk is misrepresented, that we tend to choose a boogeyman and ignore all the other factors that will have even a greater effect if controlled, and they're modifiable factors that will control and reduce the risk of breast cancer.
So if you're thinking about hormone replacement therapy, it's good to consider all your options and it's good to weigh the pros and cons, but don't think about it in the context of whether or not it's going to increase your risk of breast cancer.
That's right. And in terms of the numbers, and I know numbers can be a bit mind-numbing, but just to give, again, it's more to just illustrate the point and for people to step back and say, okay, let's look at this of what my risk tolerance is. What am I willing to do normally in my life? And how does this risk compare? Is it more or less than what I'm able to tolerate? And so, for example, for every 1,000 women age 40, over the next 10 years, 2 will die from breast cancer and 21 will die from something else. And between 50 and 59, 5 out of 1,000 will die of breast cancer, and 55 will die from other causes. And by the age of 70, 9 women out of 1,000 will die over the next 10 years from breast cancer versus 309 from other causes. And the bulk and the majority of women will die of cardiovascular disease. In fact, 1 out of every 2 women in their lifetime will die of cardiovascular disease, far exceeding cancers in terms of overall cause of death. So it's just simply a matter of illustrating, again, look at your risk, what can you tolerate, think of it, step back and think of it in terms of what you're facing with other things in your life, what risks we take every day, and look at it that way instead of using the example, because when you use an example and fear takes over, it skews your reaction, it skews what you are, what you're going to decide. And again, although it's a normal response to have, and by no means am I minimizing breast cancer, it's simply stepping back and seeing what other things that you're doing in your life that will contribute to the same effect.
Barry, thank you.
You're welcome.